اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The purpose of this small mudhakara that we will be making for a couple of minutes is actually just a da'wat towards a jalsa that will be held in the coming, in 2 weeks' time, the 16th to the 18th of February in Azadwan. This is a jalsa which is known as an islahi jalsa. Jalsa means a gathering of people coming together. This issue of islah, that's what we're going to speak about. What is this islah? Aslaha yuslihu means to correct something. That the person had written a paper, and it's his chance to either get his certificate to become a doctor, a lawyer, or he could fail. And then so many months and months of effort, so many years of effort, and it's just dependent on him getting the pass mark. Even if you just get the pass mark, you're okay. And everyone wants higher marks. But while he writes the paper, at that time there is no friend that can come and say to him, let's make islah. Islah means that the answers that are not looking right, why don't we just erase it and put something else in its place? So the line will be the same. The ink will be the same. The problem is what that ink writes. If that answer is right, you will score your mark. And if that answer is wrong, that whole paper is gone. We live in a world that in every era, the lobby of shayateen make an effort to take man onto a limit which is away from Almighty Allah and very close to Jahannam. And in every era that effort is different. That is why the older people will never understand what the youngsters are going through. What the older people saw as imtihan in that era was very big. But what their son and daughter is going through is something they cannot even imagine. Because in every era the exam changes. In every era, the mind sees things different. So how I see the world, how you see the world. And because of how we look at the world, we all move in a direction. Very possible it is that that direction is not the right direction. So my outside looks like a believer. And everyone understands me to be a believer. And I see myself as a believer. But my whole understanding of the world, it's just off. And if you could have one friend who could just show you that, you know, that answer you wrote on that line, it needs some correction. This is called islah. In the era we live in, the effort has been made on what is called the work towards humanism. Humanism means that you must worship yourself. So no longer are we called towards worshipping idols. Because we call that the Hindu does. And we're not worshipping another god. And we are neither worshipping Nabi Isa alayhi salam, we will say that's what the Christian does. But whether we understand it or not, nearly all of us, to a very great extent, have become the worshipper of our own body. Jalla Tawarqula says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. That have you not seen those people who have made their desires their God? In the era of humanism, the effort was made that Almighty Allah comes out of our equation. And we, my body means everything for me. So for this body to stay smart, for this body to be comfortable, for this body to have every luxury, for this body to see no sickness, no pain, when I become sick, I become irritated. Immediately I understand, make an appointment by that doctor. For me to find an era where sickness is completely removed because of modern day medicine. Because I worship my body. If my body ever pains, immediately I become upset. What's wrong? That is called humanism. So I'm in school, and I have been taught that it is your body and your right. So the teacher says to me, something which made me irritated. My mother, my father, my friends, my family, the environment taught me, stand up for your rights. Why? Because you're the boss. So immediately I will speak to the elder. Someone who's much older than me, Muslim or non-Muslim, I'll say, how dare you tell me what to do? You will come in my room, you will see their private, stay out. Meaning my mother and father mustn't enter my room. Why? I am the boss. If I am walking and someone steps on my toe, if I am driving and someone just passes me with a little speed, everything irritates me. Why? Because I'm the boss. This is called humanism. And we're all guilty of it. For which reason, when the wife says one thing, you say, you know who I am. That is called humanism. That at that moment, if the question is to ask, who are you? Then there's no answer. So that humanism where I became important, that is where there's a correction needed, islah. That if I tell someone, be humble, then immediately we will say in school, if I act humble, then everyone will say, you sissy. You can't stand up for your rights. But what a correction was needed now. That who am I? So our islah comes from Quran. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is our muslih. Our Allah is the one who says that you see how your life is, there's one need to change it. That me and you both understand to be a slave is a disgrace. To behave like a slave is a disgrace. I must be the boss. In my shop, even if I'm not the owner, I'm still the boss. I got workers' rights. How dare the boss tells me. And if I'm a boss, I'm really a boss. But it was going to be Islam and Quran that was going to say to me and you that your honor really is being a slave. You're not the boss. And in what a manner Allah Tabarak Ta'ala would explain it now. The verse of Quran would come, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ means, and the slaves of Almighty Allah. Meaning, become that. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. First quality of that slave of Allah is, that when they walk on the earth, they walk so softly, meaning they're not noticed by anyone. They haven't got this thing that the whole world must know who I am. So suddenly on my car, that sticker, who I am is gone. Because I am none but a slave of Allah. I am in that huge court where there are angels in the millions and they are the slaves of Almighty Allah and everyone's head is down. No one wants to talk. No one wants to look up. No one wants to say, hey, you know me because I'm a slave. Someone has come to the court of my master Almighty Allah. Perhaps I'm a slave at the door. So my job is to open the door bus. My job is not to give a bayan. My job is not to tell him, you know me, you know I'm at the door. I'm not to be noticed. But in the world, if you say to a person, your honor is not to be noticed, everyone will say, the world must know who I am. So suddenly I got Facebook, and I got my own WhatsApp group, and I got my own selfie, and my whole life I record it. I visited this country, I took a picture of it, I sent it out. You know, I also went there. I wanted the world to know about me. So even when I entered a toilet, many a time in the toilet you will see the boy wrote, yeah, I was here. That time you wonder what a place he wanted someone to think about him. But it was in him, you must know me. The girl got married, she was not worried whether I will be happy for the rest of my life. Her main worry was the day I get married, everyone must know how much I spend to get married. So she'll go out of her way for day one, which is not the whole marriage, one day. Why? Because to be noticed is more important than being happy. But had that slavery been there, then everything will change. الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. That, oh my slave, your honor is that you walk on the earth unknown. Quietly. There is no bounce. Unique this thing is, in every school, any university, when we were small, they used to teach us you must walk with a bounce. So everyone had the bounce. So I thought it was only of this era. Then when I read in Quran, where Allah Ta'ala spoke about the bounce in the Quran, which made me understand that was a shaitani walk of the past. Where Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ. That, oh man, don't bounce about. Because with your bounce, you can't crack into the earth, neither can you reach the mountains. So there's no need to bang and go up, bang and go up. Walk normal. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيَكْ وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ. Allah Ta'ala said, drop your voice, don't scream. And watch your walk. الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. That your job is to be unknown in the world. On that one correction of that line, our whole life changes. Suddenly I went home, and my wife never make the food. It's my tabiat, I get angry normally. And I might have shouted her, but as soon as I came for Isha Salah, I thought about this, that is it right for a slave to demand like a king? So immediately after Isha, I go back, I say sorry. As long as I'm a king, I'll never say sorry to my wife. Why? I'm the king. A king doesn't say sorry. But a slave, his master has told him, go and ask for maaf. So suddenly it's not whether my wife is right or I'm right. And that's why when we come to the Mulana, the Mufti, we are arguing who's right. Is she right? Is he right? In the ending, the alim will say, both are wrong. Because if you've been Allah's slave, you wouldn't have raised your voice. And had she been Allah's slave, she wouldn't have raised. You both forgot your slaves. So the best is both of you lift up your hands and say, oh Allah, we'll try again. When slavery comes in life, no son will look up at his father and say, hey. Why? Because he understands I'm the slave of Allah. So the boy wrote, my father is like this, my father is like this. The father could have written, my son is like this, my son is like this, but he never, the son wrote. So he wrote a lot about his father. So I only wrote one sentence to him, that in the end of the day, you are the slave of Allah. So forget whether your father is right or wrong, but your master, Almighty Allah, said you must give him. You must give him. As long as you're in the house, just make sabr. Why? Because my master has told me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a sahabi radiallahu an, who was hitting his own slave. In the era of slaves, Islam taught a lot about the rights of the slave. But there were certain times when the slave overdid it, so the master would hit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that sahabi from behind, that remember Almighty Allah got more power over you than you got over your slave. Meaning he is your slave, but you his slave. The sahabi radiallahu anhu turned there and there, it was finished. He said, I free him for the sake of Allah. That one sentence, you also a slave. You the boss in the company. But at night you must sit on that musalla and say, oh Allah, my workers know I'm at the boss, but in the end of the day I'm your slave. If I behave, because that slave who's in that environment of the slaves, everyone's head is down. Someone walks in a visitor, no one looks up. Everyone is. And then sometimes you get one slave who oversteps his mark. His job was to scrub the ground. That's me and you. His job was to open the door. But one slave, for some reason, in front of the master, started fighting with another slave. And he became so angry, he slapped that slave also. So there and there, the king said, hey. So the whole court goes silent. And then the king summoned that slave and says, who do you think you are? There that slave starts perspiring. In the front of a normal king. When we behave like kings in the court of Almighty Allah, then that fear is always there. That we can also be summoned. And could be asked, you think you are king? Where Allah Ta'ala announced, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Almighty Allah said, greatness is my shawl. And that man who tries to pull greatness from me, then I'm going to push him into Jahannam. The whole life falls. Just because that one day I thought, I'm the boss. So someone came and asked me for some help. Just because I had the higher hand, he had the lower hand. So Islam said, if you don't want to give with a smile, tell him, I'm sorry. But at that day I thought I'm the king. So I told him, this is the only thing you can do. Irritate me, irritate me. But I spoke like a king on that day, whereas I was a slave. So the demand was the next salah, I'm supposed to say, oh Allah, what I said was not right for me. Because a slave can't talk less. But that, not that happened, and I never asked for maaf. There are times in life when a divine decision comes, that the slave now started acting like a king. So suddenly his whole life flips over. And who was once upon a time a top suddenly lands at the bottom. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatu said he visited that one company, perhaps for collection for the madrasa, whatever it was. He said he visited that company and he was taken to the boss, wherever it was. So how many flights of stairs you go, how many elevators you go, you meet the boss. He says years later when he went back to that company, that whole company went, and that boss who was sitting on the top was now the security man at the bottom. Everything. He lost his company. His friend bought it over. As a favor, the friend kept him, gave him a job because he needed to pay off his debts. So he said when he entered, suddenly that man who checks up your goods is looking at his face and says, 10 years ago he was the boss. One command of Almighty Allah and the whole thing changes. Then man understands, I'm no king. But this one correction, this is called Islah. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, that my honor and your honor is to again become the slave of Allah. Just in that one thing, the whole life of mine will change, yours will change. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, when they walk on the earth, quietly. Meaning they are unnoticed. They got no show, they got no, I will be noticed in the world. Suddenly the Facebook is gone, suddenly the selfie is gone. Suddenly everything. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامًا. And there will be certain times in life when people will talk to you in a very rough manner. Perhaps your wife will talk to you, her tongue is sharp. So the world will say, fight for your rights. But Allah Tabarakala outlined, you my slave. So if an ignorant person talks to you, your job is to just say, you know what? Peace. I have a lot of work to do. I'm the slave of my Allah. Think I got time to start swearing you? So you drove past me, you went vroom. So I also go vroom. Why? Because I'm the king. That's called road rage. Suddenly I'm the slave of Allah. And my leg just stops. But there's nothing for me to show I can drive faster. I sat in the car, I went like this. Then suddenly I realized I'm the slave of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat down to eat. He sat in such a condition that the other person said, how do you sit and eat like this? He said, I am but the slave of my Allah. That's why I said, last. He said, I am not a king. Our honor and your honor is I live as a slave, my wife lives as a slave. My child lives as a slave. Suddenly everything goes unique. That man is fighting with me. But I have learned to forgive and forget. Why? Because I'm the slave of my master. My master, when I entered his court, he told me, enter with a clean heart. I said, I'm your slave. Heart is clean. Everyone is maaf. Why? Because my master. My life depends on my master. My living and my death. And to be a slave is an honor for me. It's not a disgrace. So no more you know who I am. Meaning I am no one. I am hidden. I am unknown. When someone praises me, immediately I get scared that it should not be. Because sometimes in front of the king, a slave is praised. So the king sometimes gets happy. And sometimes the king becomes irritated. And he calls the slave and he says, you're making a name for yourself in my kingdom. I'm so worried that the master must not say that, is that a slave? So immediately the eye closes and I say, oh Allah, make me maaf. That you really know who I am. The world doesn't know. This slavery. So these jalsas are hell for that. A correction of how we see the world. And it's needed because the shaitani world will always make us think in a direction. Your child goes to school, university. The biggest effort in university today, where they made an arena of zina. And everyone who enters is getting pulled towards a girl, a boy, towards the same sex. And many parents understand so much that the environment of the university is terrible. So to save his son and his daughter, what he does, he said, I'll even drive her to the university. Don't put her with somebody else. And I'll be there to pick her up also. So I saved her from the campus, from the people. But the second effort, which was worse than the first effort. The first was zina. Terrible. Your daughter's virginity is taken. Worse than that day in the university, the effort is made that in the class, the teacher will say certain sentences because of which after your child will come out having doubtful thoughts about Almighty Allah. I can't understand why you did this. That one thought, you were waiting outside class. You brought before and you took away after. But you forgot during the class, another effort was made. Again, what was going to save it? The issue of wa ibadur rahman. That you are the slave of Allah. Allah is not your slave. Which Allah Tabarakallah in Quran mentions, la yus'alu amma yaf'al. That He is the King. He is never questioned. Why you did this? Wahum yus'alun. O slaves, you going to be questioned. That one verse, I'm the slave, no matter what the teacher will say. Why the world is running like this? You say, what a question. Does the slave ever ask the master why? He'll get kicked out of the court. One verse, wa ibadur rahman, that I don't question Allah. Allah is going to question me. Finished. All the doubts are gone. My mind is emptied. Why? I'm a slave. Once that slavery is gone, I question the world. I question taqdeer. I question the Zaat of Allah. I question the system about did Darwin speak the truth or not? Were we monkeys? Weren't we monkeys? I want to know everything. I say it doesn't make sense to me. Why? Because I started talking like a king. I was taught. Islam was going to come. Quran was going to make it. Wa ibadur Rahman. That you are the slave of your Rahman. Become his slave. May Allah Tawarukala make me, make all of us slaves. These jalsas are held for that purpose. That one line just needs to be corrected and a whole life can get corrected. One ayat can come back into my life. I can see the world in a different light and everything will be different. My walk will be different. My talk will be different. I will walk in a manner that I am unknown. I will talk in a manner that I am not the boss. My walk, my talk. I will live in the fear of Jahannam. I will live making dua. I will live loving to stand up in front of Allah and say, Allahu Akbar. Why? Because I am your slave. Live in your slavery, die in your slavery. My honor is to be your slave. So inshallah for this jalsa, which will be between the 16th to the 18th. 16th most likely is Friday. On Saturday is the 17th. So normally on Saturday they have a youth program. That youth program runs from about 10 o'clock till about 2 o'clock on Saturday. A lot of youth, alhamdulillah, from around the country come. And a lot of speakers who normally work with youngsters speak during that time. So for youngsters that's a very like a lovely opportunity to get a chance to see the world in a different light. And then the program will run Friday, it starts from Jummah. On Saturday it will run and it ends on Sunday at Zuhr time. So inshallah it's a da'wat for all. Somehow or the other avail of ourselves. Bring our sons. Bring our family. It's really for males. But obviously normally these things are always put onto programs on the live media. So somehow or the other it will come. So even encourage women etc. if they can get hold of the recordings on the website to listen to it. One man's islah gets made, the whole life gets made. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make all of our islah.